Well, hello and welcome to our service today. A warm welcome to those who are here at St Andrew's for our midweek service, and a really warm welcome to those who are watching online. Whenever you are watching, this is the single online service that we're putting out this Sunday because of our other Christmas services that are happening on Sunday as well. But we hope that whoever you are, whether you're a regular or a visitor, whether you're in Malvern or whether you're somebody at somewhere else, then that actually you'll be felt really welcome, and that you together can come and we together can come and worship God today. This is the fourth Sunday that we're celebrating in Advent, and just some verses that we had earlier on in Advent from Isaiah 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And today we come to remember the light that dawned in Jesus' birth, that first Christmas. And we come to wait expectantly too of Jesus' return once again to finally fix this broken world and to restore everything back to God's created order. And so as we come to light the Advent candles today, let's just be still and welcome that light into our lives right now. And we say, into our waiting, come, Lord Jesus. And if you're at home, we're going to sing. And if you're here, we'll listen to our first carol, O Little Town.
Send to us.
Oh, come to us. Abide with us. Our Lord Emmanuel. And we come at the start of this service to acknowledge that we just have not always focused on Christ. We've not always realised that God, Emmanuel, God, has been with us. We've not always brought him the worship that he deserves. So let's come and confess before him where we've not lived as he wanted us to live, and just receive his forgiveness afresh. So Lord God, we praise you for sending light into this world. We confess that we live as though the light had never defeated darkness. We confess that we ignore the Saviour you sent to be among us and to live in us. We've kept the birth of your Son confined to the Christmas season and do not yearn for his coming each moment in our waiting hearts. Forgive us for not opening our eyes to Jesus. Prepare us for his return. Help us rejoice in the light so that your grace can illuminate the darkened places of our hearts. Amen. And may the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, there's been lots going on in this season, and many continue to enjoy the fabulous stories on the Advent calendar of hope. And it's been so lovely to hear each other share the difficulties and the joys and how God has brought hope in tough times. And we've also been really enjoying the Malvern Nativity Trail, which has been now going for several days, and many people have enjoyed going round the really creative designs that people have from our church have made, and we're going to show some of those in my talk later on. But there's not just the Malvern Nativity Trail that's happening at the moment, but in Mary Flynn's garden there is something very special, and I went to Mary this morning to film this short little video of Mary telling us what's been happening there.
Hi, and welcome to our street nativity. When it was Easter and we were in lockdown, we made an Easter garden here in our front garden because we couldn't do anything else. And then, which was great, and then when it was VE Day, we got together as a street and had a really good time, and relationships were really, really good. But then, of course, it's come to Christmas and I thought, oh gosh, what can we do? It's not going to be anything like normal. So, Bob made this stable, and then we've invited all the neighbours by letter to make a character for our nativity scene. I made Mary and Joseph from a squash bottle and a polystyrene ball. And then, look what we've got. Somebody's given their precious family heirloom camels. We've got a shepherd made by a family down the street. And one of our neighbours has made a wise man. We've got a manger made from a fruit packaging box. And some sheep, which is all fantastic. And who knows who else might be in our stable by the time we get to Christmas Day. Maybe you might like to have a go at doing something similar to this in your garden. You never know. Lots of people stop and look. Have a good Christmas. Bye.
It's fabulous. Go and have a look there. And there's a what she didn't mention, there's a brilliant donkey there you can just see on the right there, which someone's made out of willow or whatever it was. So just so such a great way of engaging the community, engaging your neighbours. And maybe actually you are inspired to do something with your neighbours. Maybe it's just going carol singing, or we with our neighbours have just agreed to at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve go on the green with a glass of mulled wine and just to celebrate together in this difficult season. We're going to have our Bible readings now, one of them. We've got another special treat for our second one.
The birth of Jesus is announced. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a girl promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. The girl's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I'm a virgin. How then can this be?" And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And for our second reading, we've got a special video for you. That each week, the children in our church have a particular video that's put together for them by different members of our congregation, often a lot of the children's leaders. And there have been some fantastic little stories being told on video there. You can watch them all on our YouTube channel. But this one was last week's one, which was a very special one, which was put together by the Pamich family, which tells the story of the shepherds with a few more members of their family taking part in the story.
Luke chapter 2 verse 8. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified."
"Don't be afraid, I'm here to announce the great and joyful event which is meant for everybody worldwide. A saviour has just been born in Bethlehem. A saviour who is a master. That is what you are looking for. Baby wrapped in a blanket, lying in a manger."
At once, the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir, singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth, you pleasing." They all sang. Then all the angels descended up to heaven, and the shepherds had a chat about it.
"Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us."
So they made a decision to go to see Mary, Joseph and baby Jesus as fast as they could. And they ran all the way to find them, which is a very long journey.
"And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger, and the shepherds were amazed and delighted that it was true."
Thank you so much to the Pamich family for putting that together. It's just lovely to see the creativity that's come out in this season. So before I share something from thinking about those stories, we're going to sing or listen again to the first Noel.
The first Noel the angel did say was to Bethlehem shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
So we've been having great fun doing the Nativity Trail over these last few weeks and putting it together, and thank you to everybody who's been part of that. And what I want to do is I want to think of some of the characters that you'll meet on the Nativity Trail. Think of some of the characters in the Nativity story. And the question I want to ask us today is, which one of these characters do you resonate most with at the moment? Which one of these characters is God particularly asking you to most reflect on and be like this strange Christmas 2020? Because a bit like all of us, the characters are all different, and they all have different roles to play in the story. So I want us to invite us to reflect on some of these characters today and allow their stories to speak to our stories and allow God to speak to us through them. So we're going to start up at All Saints with Mary, this amazing scene which Susie has put together. What do we think of when we think of Mary? I think for me, what I think of is her obedience. her willingness to say yes to God, even though it must have been so overwhelming. Even though the task of carrying and giving birth to God's son must have felt so daunting to this very ordinary teenage girl. When the angel Gabriel visits her, despite the many questions that she must have had, not least how she was going to get pregnant, she trusts God's messenger and simply says, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." Maybe for some of us today, we know that God has given us a new calling recently. Maybe God has laid something very clearly on our hearts in recent days. But maybe we have our questions, as Mary did. And we too are asking, "How will this be, Lord? How can this possibly work?" And we have a choice, don't we? We could either get bogged down and with the questions and many problems, trying to fix them and sort them out ourselves. Or we could do what Mary did and trust that the God who has called us will make a way. Trust that the God that has called us will make what seems to us impossible, possible. And we simply are called, as Mary did, to offer up our questions to God and trust him anyway and say, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." That's Mary. Oh, what about the angels? This is the Gibson's garden with the angel there looking after the sheep. We don't often think about the angels too much in the Nativity story, do we? And yet they have such an important part to play. Gabriel appears to Mary to give her that special message. An angel appears to Joseph to tell him of his role and encourage him to trust despite his concerns. And then after the birth, appears again to Joseph to warn him to head straight off to Egypt to escape Herod. And then, of course, we have this scene, the great choir of angels visiting the shepherds to proclaim the birth of Jesus. So what was the role of the angels? Well, I want to mention a couple of things. Firstly, they were called to be God's messengers. They were sent to different people to tell them whatever God had asked them to say. And we've been talking, too, about how we are called to be God's messengers, to be God's hope bringers to others too. And it's been so lovely over these last few weeks to hear different stories of where God has sent people in recent weeks. We've heard stories of Anna Laidler being sent to her place of work there at Worcester Hospital to bring her patients hope. We've heard of Andrew Oliver, who's felt prompted by God to put the advent calendar videos up on a rotating screen in the cafe that he works at. We've heard a lovely story of Heather being prompted to go and give a bottle of wine to her neighbours who've been bereaved and to have the opportunity to go and pray for them and just tell them something of God's peace with them at this time. You know, there have been so many different stories that we've heard of people being God's messengers to people who God put on their hearts. You see, just like the angels, God has people that he has set aside for each one of us to visit, to be God's messengers to be God's hope bringers to. And the people that God has set aside for me to connect with are different from the people that God has set aside for you to connect with. But God gives us each the invitation to be part of his story. He gives each of us the invitation to be his angels of hope. And not just that, but the angels had another important role, didn't they? And that was that they pointed others to Jesus. And we think for a moment of that group of angels on the hillside visiting the shepherds. They put on such an amazing show of light that night, didn't they? An even greater display than we've had in Malvern with the Malvern winter glow that's been lighting up our skies and been making our skies look like the Northern Lights in recent days. But what the angels do then is not bask in all the glory themselves and make themselves the star of the show. No, the role of the angels was to point others away from them and towards Jesus. And that's our role as individuals and as a church too, isn't it? Not to point others to us and show off what we've done, but to point others to Jesus and show others just what he has done. And to offer them his hope, his peace, and his love. And so maybe some of us today need to hear the call to be an angel this Christmas. To be open to who God has especially set aside for us to be sent to. To be God's messengers of hope to them. And to point them to Jesus. Maybe that might just be in the form of an invitation to one of our services in the coming days. And you know, it's easier than ever to invite someone to a service this year. You simply send them the link to the service on a text or an email or a WhatsApp message, and you leave it with God. Why don't you pray as to who God is asking you to be an angel of hope for this Christmas? And then let's think about the shepherds. This is outside the Hutchinson's house, a lovely display of the shepherds there visiting baby Jesus. You know, I love the shepherds. They are definitely my favourite characters of all of them in the Nativity story. And I love the story and what it stands for. You see, what I love most is the fact that God invites the outsiders, the messy ones, the lowly, the nobodies, to be the first visitors to baby Jesus. And I think this speaks so much to me of the upside down kingdom that Jesus came to bring in. A kingdom which chooses the people who the world values least to be invited to be part of God's story. It declares that each and every one of us, whatever our past, whatever our future, whatever our present, whatever our backgrounds, are valuable and can be used by God. And what is it that the shepherds were particularly called to do? Well, they were called to investigate the birth of Jesus, to go and see for themselves if what the angels had said was true. And that may be a special invitation for some of us this Christmas too. Particularly if you're still exploring what faith means, then maybe God is calling you to be like a shepherd this Christmas. To come and investigate for yourselves to see if it's all true. And if that's you, then we'd love to invite you to join our online Alpha course, which starts on January the 13th. Alpha is a great place to explore faith in a really relaxed and fun environment, currently on Zoom. And you'll hear a little bit more at our carol service with one of the participants from our online course in the summer is going to share something of their story and how doing Alpha and meeting God this year has brought them new hope and transformed their lives. Do have a look on the website if that's something that you're interested in. And then after the shepherds had investigated and found it to be true, what did they do? They too became messengers. And we're told that they spread the word about all that they had seen and heard. And then finally, we have the wise men. That's the last one I'm going to think about today. And what was it that they were particularly called to do? Well, after their long journey from the east following the star, we're told this in Matthew 2. When the wise men saw Jesus, they fell down and worshipped him. You see, they perhaps did what was most important of all. even more important than being God's messengers and responding to God's call. They worshipped the baby Jesus and brought him honour and glory as God's special son. And then they offered him their precious gifts of gold, of frankincense, and of myrrh as an act of worship. And ultimately, for each and every one of us, this is the most important thing that we can do this Christmas. To simply take time to kneel in front of baby Jesus and worship him. And to ask ourselves, what gift is God calling us to give him this Christmas? And of course, there's one gift which is more important than any other, as the carol says. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give him my heart. And so I wonder what God wants to say to you this Christmas through the characters of this amazing story. And perhaps if you do the Nativity Trail this week, just dwell a little bit longer at each one. And just ask God, what does you want this character to say to me this year? Let's just be still. And in the quiet, allow God to speak to each one of us. Allow him to draw each one of us to whatever he wants to say to us right now through this story. Lord, may we be obedient and trust you like Mary did, even when we can't work out how it will all come to be. Lord, may we be God's messengers like the angels and point others to you this Christmas. Lord, may we investigate afresh like the shepherds just who you are and what this story means. And may we each be led to worship you like the wise men and give you all of our hearts this Christmas. Amen. We're going to stay in a place of reflection, and Barry's put together a lovely video of some prayers to lead us in right now. And so as we prepare to share communion together in person or at home, let us first offer each other the peace of God. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. The Prince, the peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. Do share one another a sign of the peace. If you're at home, do greet each other. If you're on your own, then perhaps think of one or two others and just pray for them. Pray God's peace on them. And so we come to gather around the Lord's table to receive his gift of bread and wine to us. If you're watching at home, you might like at this point to get some bread and wine as a symbol of just what we are sharing here for you to share too. And so the Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. And now we give you thanks because by the power of the Holy Spirit, he took our nature upon him and was born of the Virgin Mary, his mother, that being himself without sin, he might make us clean from all sin. And so we gladly thank you with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And Father, on the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his friends. He took the bread and thanked you. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, Take, eat this. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. And after the meal, Jesus took the cup of wine. He thanked you and gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the promise, of the new promise of God's love. Do this to remember me. Jesus Christ has died. Jesus Christ has died. Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ will come again. Jesus Christ will come again. And so, Father, as we remember his death and resurrection, send your Holy Spirit that the bread and wine we bring before you may be for us Christ's body and his blood. Pour your Spirit on us that we may love one another as we work for the peace of the earth and wait for Jesus to come in glory. For honour and praise belong to you, Father, with Jesus your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. And let's say together the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. God, our Father, whose word has come among us in the holy child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let's sing, hark, or listen to, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold Him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel.
Lovely to have you with us today, and we, as you prepare for Christmas, we do want to wish you a really happy Christmas. Do connect in with the different things that we've got going on. So from Sunday the 20th, our carol service, our Carols for All, which is what we would normally do in person and have two big services here. Our Carols for All service will be available online for you to watch anytime. And please do share that with your family and friends. We've got several of our own church who are part of a music group who will be singing and leading us in some of the carols on there. Some a great testimony and our usual fun carol service there to reflect on. We've also got our Christingle service on Sunday, this coming Sunday, Sunday the 20th. If you're watching in the morning on Sunday the 20th, you've still got time to register for that and join us. That's at 4 o'clock on Sunday the 20th on Zoom. And we've got Messy Christmas for children and young families on Christmas Eve at 3:30. Again, contact Helen for the Zoom details or book in online. And then we've got in-person services on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock at All Saints and at 10 o'clock in the evening at St Andrew's. And on Christmas morning, we've got a 9 o'clock service at All Saints in person and then a 10:30 service on Zoom for St Andrew's. Details of that will be on the mailing. Do come and connect up with us in any of those services. And also don't forget Alpha 2. Alpha, as I mentioned, is starting on January the 13th. Do think about someone you might like to invite to come along to that or come along yourself And again, more details are on the website. And so a final blessing for us all. May the joy of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, the worship of the wise men, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas and forevermore. Amen.